Well, the DUP Health Minister, Edwin Poots, what's going to happen to him after calling another MLA village idiot? We should be finding out pretty soon. The Assembly's back in session at Stormont after the Easter break. I'm sure all the MLAs have had a nice holiday. The village idiot remark was made by Mr. Poots before Easter about alliances at Kieran McCarthy. Official complaints were made to the Speaker, the DUP's William Hay, who still has to rule on it now. He could bar the Minister from the Assembly or rule the remark unacceptable. You might remember that Jim Allister was suspended from the Assembly for a week for making a joke about Peter Robinson. So the precedent has been set, some might argue. It'll be really interesting to see what the DUP's William Hay actually does. Here's a reminder of what Mr. Poots said in the Assembly during a debate on any waiting times.
Most members this afternoon have spoken in a very sensible and in a very rational way, with the exception of two, Mr. McCarthy and Mr. Allister. Mr. McCarthy, in true style, as that of the village idiot, did behave in a very opportunistic way and didn't really make any rational points whatsoever.
And then afterwards, Mr. Poots defended himself on the BBC.
Well, we're in the cut and thrust of robust debate, and certainly there's quite a lot of things were thrown about that particular day. And
That's
the nature of
the debate. You were accused of things like destroying the health service, but no one actually called you any of terms like the ones I've just thrown
out. I think that if you look here, McCarthy did actually say that anybody with a brain would have seen that this was going to be a disaster. So the connotations of that...
It's not directly due. Well, let me just quote you. William Hay said, who's a member of your party, of course, said that language in Stormont would be judged against standards of courtesy, good temper and moderation. Do you think calling someone a village idiot is in line with that?
Well, that's a judgment for the Speaker. What I do think is that the Assembly should be somewhere where people are robust, where debate is strong, that it isn't inane, that it isn't boring and it doesn't lack colour.
So Mr. Poots not backing down, Mr. Poots not apologising when he had time to think about it. Kieran McCarthy's with me now. Good morning to you.
Hello, Stephen. Good morning.
What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, when I hear that recording back, it just, you know, say, why couldn't Edwin Poots have done the decent thing and said, you know, and it's not cut and thrust of politics. It was an insulting remark to another member of the Assembly. He had the opportunity in Noel. I watched that programme with Noel Thompson, and he had the opportunity to say, look, this it was a slip of the tongue or something like that there. He didn't do it. He had the opportunity, and unfortunately, he didn't do it. So I hope that he will have the guts and the manner to do it, because it was totally uncalled for. I had an opportunity to play the tape back again, and there was nothing in my speech or anybody else's speech, for that matter, that should have drawn that sort of comment.
Maybe he was just joking, Kieran.
Well, no.
Toughen up, for goodness sake. It's not going to, you know, you're not going to lose sleep over it, are you?
I don't think he was joking. I mean, he singled me out. He singled Jim Allister out. He called Jim Allister stupid. I don't know. Jim Allister is a professional guy, and I don't think Jim Allister is stupid. So I think he made a mistake in both of those terms that he used. And I do hope he can apologise.
Do you think he means it?
What?
Because he hasn't apologised. Do you think he means it? Do you think he thinks you are an idiot?
Well, he may do, but I mean, I think... If what I said on that statement, and I on the 26th of March, I stand over it. We have forced the minister to do unprecedented things. If you can recall, he called an immediate meeting with his chief executive, with his chairman. He has done an action group. He's watching over the city hall, the city hospital himself, and hopefully he has given a bit more support to the members of staff in the Royal and other hospitals, and indeed patients, the confidence to go into these hospitals. So we have, even by this mere statement that I and others made that day, triggered off unprecedented actions from the minister, which he should have done anyway, in any case.
Yeah, well, back to this case. Have you spoken personally to Minister Poots about this?
No, I haven't.
They're calling you an idiot.
I haven't. But
have you spoken to the Speaker about it?
Sorry, I have spoken to the Speaker about it, yeah.
What's the Speaker said? Because he suspended Jim Allister.
Well, okay. The Speaker, in his short chat with me, said that the remarks had fallen short of the standards that he expects. So, and he did say that he had thought that the minister would have contacted me during the holiday period to say, you know, this was a joke, I'm sorry, or whatever. But 2 weeks has passed, and that hasn't happened. So, I mean, I expect nothing less than the minister coming to the chamber and publicly apologising for the comments he made, as he made the comments in a public forum.
So what do you fully expect the Speaker to do?
Well, I expect the Speaker to rule. Now, the Speaker wasn't in the chair yesterday morning.
And the Speaker, just to be clear, what you've just said there is interesting and it's new. News, if you like.
Uh-huh.
So you're revealing today that the Speaker has said Edwin Poots's comments were unacceptable.
The Speaker has said to me that the comments had fallen far short of the standards that he expects. So that would seem to me that they're unacceptable. And as such, he ought to apologise. He did say that he asked the Minister to apologise and he had a fortnight to do so. In any way that he wanted. I wasn't away from Northern Ireland and he could have contacted me any time. He hasn't done so. So hold on.
Again, that's important and it's significant and it's interesting. So the Speaker has told you that he has instructed Minister Poots to make an apology to you.
That's right. That's correct.
And Minister Poots has not done so.
Minister Poots has not done so.
Well, we need to get on straight away to the DUP and ask them what's going on.
Absolutely.
So do we have a DUP minister ignoring the DUP Speaker of the House? The Speaker of the House, of course, is impartial, but he's a DUP member.
Yeah, but the Speaker will be impartial.
Of course he will. No question of it.
As you say, the precedent has been set with Jim Allister and indeed others. And, you know, if the minister comes and the Speaker asks for that, gives that direction, and hopefully the Minister will have the courtesy to say that he apologises. End of story. Let's get on with providing a good health service for the people of Northern Ireland.
Wonder how Jim Allister's feeling this morning. He said he was silenced for a week for joking about Peter.
Well,
and Marty.
Exactly, and Minister Poots called referred to Jim Allister as being stupid on that very same morning. You know, this is not language that is suitable for the Northern Ireland Assembly. I totally agree that we want to see cut and thrust in the chamber about differences of policies, etc., etc. But to
tell you what, though, Kieran, there's been a lot worse said in this show.
In those terms or in other terms, can it be right? And the Speaker's right. He's ruled before, and it's really up to the Speaker now to instruct the Minister.
Why do you think Minister Poots hasn't apologised to you?
I have no idea. I mean, the comments were made in the floor of the Assembly the 26th of March, which was on a Monday. We had a Health Committee meeting on the 28th of March, which was on that same Wednesday, and Minister Poots was sitting two seats away from me. He could have whispered, he could have leaned over and whispered, look, by the way.
Whisper in your ear.
Aye, yeah. He signally failed to do so.
Mm.
You know, we had the opportunity, and he had a fortnight during the holiday period.
Were you expecting him to whisper?
Sorry?
Were you expecting a wee whisper?
Well, it did cross my mind, let's put it like that. It was an opportunity at the Health Committee, maybe perhaps when he was leaving the room or something
Tell
like that.
Tell you what, none of you's ever whispered in my ear. You all shout at me.
No, I agree. Well, so, you know, the opportunity was there. He didn't do it, and he needs to follow the Speaker's instructions, but we await the Speaker's instructions from the Assembly, and hopefully we can get over this and get back to providing a first-class service for healthcare. And I am convinced, Stephen, before you go, because it was your programme, Mary Louise Connolly and all the rest of them, that brought this horrendous A&E story. And I think we haven't heard anything about A&E over the holiday period. I think we've made vast improvements because the minister was forced to do something he should have done anyway.
All right, Kieran, thank you very much indeed. Thanks, Kieran Steve. McCarthy. So Kieran McCarthy revealing on Nolan Today that the Speaker has instructed Edwin Poots, the DUP health minister, to make an apology.